Now we have letters and emails sent by readers to the Evening News.
We heard just now about the Norfolk County Council's decision to spend more on refurbishing County Hall. There were many responses online from Evening News readers. John Norton wrote, "It should be knocked down and the area used for housing. Modern, appropriate offices should be built nearby at Poswick. It's way past its sell-by date, along with some of the councillors." Albert Cooper added, "City Hall has space. How many officers and employees does local government need?" Man by the Sea said, "You have to smile at the thought that the council can quite happily stick their costs up by 3 times the current rate of inflation when almost all of us are seeing a smaller than current rate of inflation rise, and some of us no rise in incomes. Ah, well, who was ever stupid enough to think politicians, especially local ones, went into politics to improve other people's lives?" And Suffolk Punch agreed. "What company is going to want to rent in that awful location, especially with the well-publicised lack of guaranteed parking, and based in a hideous building of failure? Yet another Norfolk County Council vanity project, trying to justify feathering its own nest." And PM observed, "With approximately £40 million spent or to be spent, why did the council not investigate the cost of building new modern offices at, say, the Broadland Park? I'm sure with the £40 million plus the proceeds of sale of County Hall and the other facilities, as mentioned in the report, that the cost of a new office block with adequate parking for all would have been the cost-effective option."
We heard 2 weeks ago about the decision by Yorkshire Building Society to close down some of the Norwich and Peterborough Building Society offices. Mrs. Parker of North Walsham wrote angrily to the Evening News, "So Mike Regnier, Chief Executive of Yorkshire Building Society, thinks it's in the best long-term interest of its membership to close 48 branches of Norwich and Peterborough Building Society and dispense with its current account. In my opinion, he's caused chaos. My husband and I, customers for 25 years now, have the task of hiking round other banks to find someone to transfer our account to. Something we don't need at our age. Don't think it is plain sailing, as a young lady in one of the banks told me. Norwich and Peterborough didn't sign up to the scheme, which makes it easy for customers to transfer their account when everything is done for you. It is us who have to contact the pension departments, etc. And what would normally take 7 days could now take possibly around 40 days. It seems as if they are only interested in mortgage customers. I hope they live to regret it."